Oh, my gosh. Beautiful Summerfest Day 2. The President and CEO, Sarah Pancari, will be with us live coming up here in about 5 minutes on WTMJ. First, I want to get you new information on one of the coolest things we do in Wisconsin all summer long. I love it. It's EAA Air Venture. It's getting closer. Dick Napinski's the Director of Communications at EAA, and he is with us tonight. Hi, Dick.
Hey, how's it going? You're doing all the fun stuff here now instead of in the studio, huh?
Oh, man. Summer is absolutely the best, Dick. Let's start by talking about the American 250th, because you guys have a lot of stuff commemorating our big birthday, including something pretty cool by the Air Force.
Yeah, the Air Force is celebrating America 250th on opening night. That's July 20th. They're going to have a whole program at Theater in the Woods, and that includes a brand new recruit swearing in as they enter the Air Force, an Air Force program. And then we just announced this yesterday. We're going to have a concert with country star Tyler Hubbard. He previously was with Florida Georgia Line. He is now on his own and making hits on his own. And anybody who has a weekly wristband or a Monday wristband, well, come on into the concert at Theater in the Woods. You're welcome to be there as part of it. So really love the Air Force stepping forward and making this possible. A little added bonus at the end of the day on Monday on opening night.
A Summerfest with wings. Isn't
right,
that nice?
Right, right.
And then there's Twilight Flight Fest. And that's Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday nights.
That's right. Any night that we don't have a night air show, Julia, we have Twilight Flight Fest. It's down in the ultralight area, what we call the fun fly zone. You could see short takeoff and landing aircraft. You could see drones. You could see a lot of different things, paragliders that are lighted on that. And even last year, the Goodyear blimp made a stop when it was flying around one evening and just kind of cruised down the grass runway there at the south end of the field. So it's something special. We get a couple thousand people there each and every night that we have it, and just fun to be outside and watch more things fly.
What does that look like at night, a blimp?
A blimp, well, it's kind of fun because they've got their signboard on the side, so they're almost talking to people at that point. Some of the things that they're saying, mostly it's, you know, go buy tires. But a lot of it is, you know, just a lot of great messages that come through about Oshkosh, about Air Venture, about EAA. You know, they have been a part of this now for more than 50 years, off and on through the years. And maybe we'll get a blimp back this year. You never know. That's still something we're talking about.
I love the big military aircraft, Dick, and you guys really, really do this right every year. And there's something new coming from Dover that I know you're excited about. What is it?
Yeah, just finalized it this week. One of the massive C-5 cargo airplanes coming in from Dover Air Force Base. Great thing is it comes down on the ramp. Not only can you look at the outside and walk right up to it, you can walk through the inside and see how massive this is. C-5 delivers tanks and Humvees and all kinds of supplies to our military around the world. And so people will get that opportunity to walk through the inside, to talk to the crews on what they do. And I hear quite a few of the folks on this crew coming in are from Wisconsin as well. So we're looking forward to that.
You know, I'm not sure people realize how incredibly huge it is if you've never been to EAA. Tell me about your app. Does that help us get around?
It does. The app is something that just went live yesterday. Just go to eaa.org/app. It's good for Apple and Android devices. Has all the schedules, all the food places, has maps on it, all the things you need to know. Who's flying in the air show? What time does it start? Where can I go see this thing? Where's that airplane? All of those things are on the app. And so if you don't have access to a computer and all you have is your mobile device, you can still keep up at what's going on all throughout the grounds each and every day.
Early bird pricing's been extended. The campground opens next Friday. For all the information, go to the website. It's a really cool website, actually, EAA.org, EAA.org. Dick Napinski is the Director of Communications for EAA. Great stuff. Have a good weekend, Dick.
You too. Have fun out there.